This is Books Nerds Daily on RN with Michael Cathcart, where it's time now for Top Shelf. Daniel Morden is a professional storyteller, and for about 23 years he's been telling traditional stories from all over the world, from Gypsy Tales to the Iliad. He's performed at the National Theatre in London, the Barbican Centre, also in London, on Broadway, in supermarkets, schools, churches, all over the place. He says that he continues to tell stories because he's constantly inspired by great writers and thinkers. For Top Shelf, he reveals some of his favourites.
There's an English writer called Alan Moore. His most famous work is a graphic novel called Watchmen. He has been warping my consciousness now for about 35 years. Kurt Vonnegut has a theory that there's a group of people whose lives are inextricably bound up with your own. It's called a carass, this group. And I think Alan Moore's in my carass, because when I went to university, it turned out the magazine he was writing for had its offices just opposite my university, so I kept bumping into him, and he's very distinctive. He looks like Rasputin. And I was an unintelligible teenager, and I would rave about what he'd written. And he was always generous and supportive and enthusiastic. And across my life, I've bumped into him on a couple of other occasions. I've managed to wangle an interview with him at one point from the Times newspaper. And he is always insightful, always amusing. And he's a maverick. Hollywood keeps trying to make films of his books, and if at all possible, he refuses, no matter how much money they try and throw at him. When they make films despite his efforts, because someone else owns the copyright to his characters, he refuses to have anything to do with them. And so what I admire about him is his individual vision and his refusal to compromise. This is a poem called The Door, by Miroslav Holub. Go and open the door. Maybe outside there's a tree, or a wood, a garden, or a magic city. Go and open the door. Maybe a dog's rummaging. Maybe you'll see a face, or an eye, or the picture of a picture. Go and open the door. If there's a fog, it will clear. Go and open the door. Even if there's only the darkness ticking, even if there's only the hollow wind, even if nothing is there, go and open the door. At least there'll be a draft. I'm going to recommend another Alan now. Alan Garner. Alan Garner was a children's writer when I was growing up. He wrote two books that I loved as a child, The Moon of Gomrath and The Weird Stone and Brisingamen. He then went on to write other books, some of which are aimed at adults. What I love about him, again, is his individual vision. He writes for himself. He writes about a place that he knows intimately, and he has his own voice. If it takes him 13 years to write a book, that's fine by him. He will keep on working at that book until it is ready. So I am amazed by the way that he manages to take his inner world and make it into a piece of art. And I'm also impressed by his unwillingness to compromise. Frida Kahlo, the Mexican artist, she had a terrible accident in her teens. And somehow, through her work, she managed to turn all the suffering into something meaningful. All of the pain that she experienced throughout her life can be seen on her sometimes disturbing paintings. But there's a sense of her finding a way to make her individual experience into something the wider world can share. I keep on my wall a copy of the portrait of her with a monkey on her shoulder, and she's looking out at us defiant with a monkey on her back, and there seems to be something very proud about her gaze, and I look back at her and I'm inspired to go and realise my own work as much as I can. Raymond Carver, the American short story writer and poet, died in 1988. I keep returning to his work. I love his compassion. I love the way that the space between the words is as important as the words themselves. I love what he doesn't say, but you understand about the actions of the characters. And he has a marvellous turn of phrase. The titles... Even the titles, what we talk about when we talk about love. Will you please be quiet, please? So much water, so close to home. On his gravestone is written a final fragment. And did you get what you wanted from this life, even so? I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth.
On RN, master storyteller Daniel Morden with his Top Shelf. I love the way Daniel relishes the feeling of words in his mouth. Now, tomorrow we're going to look at the ancient story of Phaedra, the queen who lusted after her stepson, the hunky Hippolytus, and we'll rediscover the art of Australian painter Bernard Hall. But now we're about to discover the secrets of Bush Deli.
We're asking if Coles should be involved in fundraising for Animals Australia today. Michael, they're selling some shopping bags that are raising money for Animals Australia in a campaign to end what they call factory farming. We'll be hearing from Coles, we'll be hearing from the pork industry, and we'll be finding out what the National Farmers Federation had to say when they met with Coles last night. So that's all to come.
That's Bush Telly, coming up after the news. I'm Michael Cathcart, and this is RN. Bye-bye.